Hey, this is Lady C.
Hey, this is JT.
And we want to welcome you to The Critical Thought. And in the upcoming episode, we're going to be talking all about David Splaine's apostasy talk from the regional convention.
You're listening to The Critical Thought, where we challenge our listeners to use critical thinking when examining the teachings of Jehovah's Witnesses.
David Splaine's talk hit on two interesting points: apostasy and negative reports. And what we're going to do is we're going to just take a look at some of the statements that he made. And we're going to kind of, like, as we often say, double click on them and look at them a little closer and see what they actually reveal is taking place in the organization today.
Absolutely. Think about the statement that he continually weaves in and out of his talk: spiritual poison. I mean, he must have said that like four or five times. And everything is in conjunction with what's online, where he's trying to say that there's specific websites talking about Jehovah's Witnesses. And if individuals were to double click on it and, you know, consume this knowledge and information, it's similar to drinking spiritual poison.
Yeah. It's very interesting, as you mentioned. It is as if what he's trying to do is literally to demonize any information that people get that comes from the internet that is not favorable toward Jehovah's Witnesses. And so he brings up a couple of interesting little points. He tries to make the point that there are actually people on the internet who are posing as Jehovah's Witnesses to trick people. Well, we can't speak for what people do on other sites, but I am sure there's no way someone's going to come to our site and be tricked and not realize we're not Jehovah's Witnesses.
That's right, because we actually say ex-Jehovah's Witnesses, critical thinkers, and everyone knows that Jehovah's Witnesses don't even use the term critical thinkers because they're not allowed to do independent thinking. And if you just take a look at some of these thumbnails here on the screen, you'll see the names of our videos. You know, for example, the one about the faithful and discreet frauds. And anyone that clicks on that particular video knows full well that we're not trying to act like we're Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah, that's so true. Now, here's a clip that we want you to take a look at, because what it does, he offers advice on what a Jehovah's Witness should do if they have a Bible study who is sneaking up on the internet.
The unbelieving husband of your Bible student sends his wife a link to an apostate webpage and says, "Here, you better look at this and see what you're getting into." Well, your student is concerned and she wants you to take a look and tell her what you think. Well, that's not an option. Paul says, avoid them. That doesn't mean reading apostate literature or searching social media to see what they're saying about us. So what do you say to your student? You might say something like this: "I can imagine that this is very upsetting for you, and you certainly do need to know what you're getting into. I have a suggestion. We have nothing to hide. When you're at the meetings, listen carefully to what the brothers are saying. Watch how we interact with one another. Take note of how the organization is financed. Get to know the elders, their wives. Introduce yourself to the circuit overseer and his wife when they come. Visit world headquarters of the branch. I'll come with you. I'll help you. And I want you to get really acquainted with the organization. And if you do, I'm sure you'll soon realize that what the people are saying about us isn't true."
Wow. Can you believe that? I can believe he said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He actually made this statement that if a Bible study gives you a link to go and investigate, as a witness, you have no option not to go. And we know what that does to people. When you give someone a link and they tell you out the gate, "I can't go to that site," what do you think that causes the Bible study to think? We know.
Yeah, it's they start to question, what are you trying to hide from me?
Exactly. That's exactly right. And so this is the thing I think is important to understand. This idea of apostate material, I think it's important that we look at that very closely. When I was up on the internet, just the beginning to start searching around the internet, I made a decision I was not going to read any apostate material. Not going to read an apostate material. And that was the problem I ran into. Because each time I had a conversation with someone, someone would say, well, JT, you're an elder. You have access to the congregation's records. Go and look in the file and read this letter dated so-and-so. And I would go and read it. And then after a while, they begin to just add the magazines, the books. Go take a look at this publication. If you don't have it at home, go to the Kingdom Hall and look it up. And so what I began to see, because I was still waiting to read that apostate material, I kept seeing everything I was reading was not something that was written by somebody who left the organization, but in fact, it was material that was written by the organization. And see, that's the challenge that Jehovah's Witnesses are facing. When these Bible studies go up onto these sites, what they're going to see is a constant reference to the various publications that people are going to be encouraging you. Go take a look at that. Go read it for yourself and then start asking yourself some questions. Does this sound like something from God? And so what Splane did, it was very interesting. He then said, well, let me give you the proper way to vet us as Jehovah's Witnesses. And so he said, well, go to the Kingdom Hall. Go to the Kingdom Hall and look at how we behave. Well, that's all stage. Everybody knows that what you see when you walk in the Kingdom Hall, the happy family, the husband, the wife, the little children with the little bow tie on, that's all stage. Why do we know that's stage? Because the organization is always concerned about the brand, how we look. That's why when there's a judicial case, one of the first questions is asked, who knows about this? Because we want to make sure that we look good. And so when a person goes to the Kingdom Hall, they see exactly what's being staged. Whereas this family get home, they're fussing and fighting. Then he says, well, ask the brothers about the finances. But really? Does he really want someone to ask about the finances? Take, for example, a Jehovah's Witness takes the Bible study to the Kingdom Hall. They go on the night that they're doing the accounts. They read the accounts off, and then they say, we're going to post this up on the information board. So afterwards, this Bible study goes up to one of the elders and says, you know, I see y'all guys are very transparent. I mean, y'all guys have good transparency when it comes to y'all organization and everything. And the elder would be very proud. Yes, we read this to the congregation. So they know how much funds was taken in and what they were spent on. And as you can see it yourself, you know, no, even as yourself, you're not one of Jehovah's Witnesses, but you can see exactly what the congregation is doing. Now, let's just suppose this person decides to go a little further. He says, you know, that's interesting. You know, I know that y'all have like tens of thousands of these congregations all over. And you mentioned that y'all were going to send some money to the main office. Well, you know, being y'all guys are a 501c, I'm just curious, you know, could I get a copy, you know, because of, you know, what your corporate funding is to see how, you know, I'm just interested, you know, to see how you guys manage y'all funds. I mean, as you showed me this evening, y'all put it up on the bulletin board so everybody can see it. Do you really think that they're going to get a copy of the Watchtower's financial statements? No, they're not. So when David Splane talks about the finance, he is only talking about at that Kingdom Hall, because you will not see what the finances are of the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society. It was really a bogus statement. And all the person did was just ask a couple of extra questions. You demonstrate on the board. Can I see what the corporate is? No, you will not. Then he says, look at the elders. Listen to the elders. Now, think about this. He goes and talks to one of the elders, Brother Bill Johnson. Now, what this Bible study does not know, in about 45 minutes, what he doesn't know is that in about 45 minutes, Brother Johnson and two other elders are going to be sitting in that Kingdom Hall office with a young 19-year-old female, asking her questions about all types of sexual practices that she was involved with a young man. You see, those are the things that they don't want people to know. Those are the things that you can't ask questions about. Any Bible study who starts inquiring, I understand y'all have a judicial program that y'all have like a tribunal that y'all hold. He can't get any information. Think about the average Jehovah's Witness. The average Jehovah's Witness cannot see the flock book. They can't see it. So what could a Bible study do? You see, the Watchtower wants you to only see the upfront things. But what we're talking about is the stuff behind the curtain. So the things behind the curtain, those are the things that's going to impact people's lives. But you know better than to have a Bible study asking questions and inquiring about those things. So much of what he said is only just for the surface. But what we're talking about is going beneath the surface.
And that is so true, because most witnesses understand that. We had a lot of cognitive dissonance going on when we were Jehovah's Witnesses, because we knew that a lot of the things that they said at the Kingdom Hall, when we would go to people's door, we knew we didn't carry on like that at the meetings. Yeah. We knew that. And not only that, but my day-to-day life involves what you see here on screen. It involves doing research on no matter what it is I'm doing. If I'm buying a blender, if I'm buying a computer, a mouse, a light for my production studio, I'm online doing research to find out what people are saying about these products. And even with services, I mean, so it's not about you can't go online and find out what people are saying about stuff. And of course, notice how in this particular screenshot, it's showing the pros and cons about this blender. So it's not just giving you the good things about it, but it's also giving you some things that people don't like about it. And this is the world we live in today. We live in a world where people get the pros and cons before they make a purchase. They get the pros and cons before they choose to belong to groups or organizations. And it's no different with Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah. I mean, we live in a world today that anyone who is told by any group, company, whatever, we want you just to read all the positive things about us. Don't read anything negative about us. We cannot imagine any serious organization or company that would tell people, do not read anything negative about us. And what makes it so ironic about the Watchtower is that they're going to this Bible studies home every week for the purpose of pointing out everything that is wrong with her religion, everything that is negative that is about her religion. And yet, the minute that one thing comes up that's negative about the organization, you are not to listen to it. And so people understand that you cannot tell people, do not look up anything that puts us in a bad light. You know, ladies, see, this next clip is really, it's really revealing what takes place within this organization that the Watchtower Society cannot control.
Do you think the brothers who write Watchtower articles are living in the real world? I wonder if they realize just how hard it is out here.
Yeah, that's a good one. That is a real good one. That's a good one. But you know, what this really shows is when people are in online forums, what it allows them to do, because of the power of anonymity, it allows people to speak freely. You see, there are lots of Jehovah's Witnesses who say exactly what he said. That's why he can repeat it. How can people who don't work a job can tell other people to quit their job? There are people who've been at Bethel since they were 19 years old, and now they're in their 60s and 70s. They have not paid any bills since the day they went to Bethel. Water bill, gas bill, none of those. And yet they will tell people, you need to quit your job. And so the online forums, they allow Jehovah's Witnesses to do something they cannot do at the Kingdom Hall. Literally have the freedom to say what they think and feel.
I know I couldn't freely talk about my feelings at the Kingdom Hall. If you wanted to talk about something that was going on in the congregation that everybody knew was stupid, everybody knew that was something that somebody didn't make any sense, then if you were the lone person that decided to take a stab at it, you were going to be the one that was going to be looked at like she ain't spiritual.
Yes. And that's what the internet now gives witnesses the chance to do. They're able to, because of the anonymity, they can go on these forums and they can say exactly what they think.
And not only that, but we have actually had Jehovah's Witnesses come to our channel who are believing witnesses. and they will come and ask us questions about something that's happening in the congregation that they really can't weigh in on. And I've had this happen several times where they would say, what do you think about this? Because they know they can talk to somebody about it to see whether it makes sense or not. So, I mean, people feel comfortable coming online.
Yes, because they have the anonymity. Nobody knows who they are.
Yeah.
Okay. That's so true. In the next clip, David Splane poses a question, and it is a very good question. But the question he poses really doesn't go to the heart and soul of the matter. Notice what he says.
Now, you don't know whether these individuals are apostates or just brothers and sisters who are in serious spiritual trouble. But does it matter? How does it make you feel? When you leave the forum, do you feel upbuilt? Determined to expand your ministry? More convinced than ever that Jehovah has an organization that you love and that you're delighted to be a part of. You feel honored to be a part of that organization.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I feel the warm and fuzzy. The warm and fuzzy.
Absolutely. I feel so upbuilt after I leave the online forum. It makes me feel so good.
Nah. That is a very good question that he posed, though. How do you feel? And the fact of the matter is, for many people, after they go into an online discussion forum, they don't feel good at all. But you see, the question he did not ask, and he does not want to ask, is why do you feel this way? Well, for many of you who are watching this video, including myself, when we went to those discussion forums, we did not feel the warm and fuzzies. We didn't feel good. And the reason why is because we were being introduced to information that we realize did not support a lot of the things that we believe. And that's what he knows. When people go into these online discussion forums, they are going to be presented with information. And yes, the information is going to come from the Watchtower's own published material. And when you leave, after you begin to see where these pieces fall in place at, you begin to get a picture of this organization that you didn't know about. That's why, you know, we often ask the question to people, if you had known what you know now, would you have continued to be involved with Jehovah's Witnesses? And people often tell you, if I'd only known. And you see, that's why we often make the statement, the internet is a game changer. You see, back in the day when my parents were coming along and many of yours, that information wasn't there. But now it's there. As people begin to become a Bible study, it is there. So no, people don't feel good when they are presented with information and realize they have been misled. I don't know anyone who rejoices on finding out they got duped. I just don't know anybody. Nobody rejoices. I'm so glad I got duped. No. People feel hurt. People feel pain because you begin to realize that all these years you have spent a part of this group, it was for bogus reasons. The foundation that you thought you were building, you see is in the back of the Kingdom Hall on the trash pile. And so that's really how people feel. And he knows that. And see, for a Bible study who has not bought into, believe whatever you're told to believe, that is very, very dangerous for a high control group, because once people started peeling back the layers of the onion, you can't stop. You literally cannot stop. So how you feel? You typically don't feel good after learning that somebody just got through duping you.
Yeah, you know, that is so true. When you first start taking in this information, I know for me personally, I thought about all the missed opportunities. How much time I had wasted, you know, the friends I didn't, invest in, things like that, money, putting money in the bank, just all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So you just cycle your mind around all the stuff you lost out on. But then as you began to look at things objectively,
yeah,
and realize that, hey, look, you know, I lost out on stuff. It's not time for, I still got time to make up for lost time. You began to feel like, I'm so glad I found this information out. And I feel good to know that there's other people that feel the same way I feel. Like, for instance, those conversations that we couldn't have before, it wasn't nothing wrong with us.
Yeah.
It was just the organization didn't want us to find out about them.
Yeah.
And so they knew that they couldn't let those conversations take place, because the moment we could all start talking about how we felt, we were out of there.
Yeah.
So, you know, we went through cycles of feelings and emotions and stuff like that. But eventually we were able to like level it out and begin to live our lives the way we should have been living them before we got involved with this religion. Well, you know what? Yeah, JT, what do you think about what he was saying about the negative talk and criticism?
Well, you know, I think you have to put it in context. And that is, you have to also ask some additional questions. While nobody likes to hear negative talk about them or even criticism about themselves, but the question is it valid? Is it true? And that's the part that the Watchtower does not want people to investigate for themselves. If someone says something negative about you, or someone criticizes what you do, is there a valid reason? Is there a valid concern? Well, we all know that in this organization, even if you have a valid concern, you need to go somewhere, sit down and be quiet and wait on God. We know that. Now, we also know that no Bible study could use that as a getaway line. Well, I'm just going to wait on the Lord. No Bible study could use that as a getaway line. Yet Jehovah's Witnesses use it as their getaway line all the time. The criticism and the negative reporting, if it's true, then you have to live with it. Yes, this is a perfect example. A perfect example is what we see in the news media today. The articles that are being reported in newspapers all around the world. Is it negative about Jehovah's Witnesses? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's negative. But, you know, you have to put it in context once again. You see, there are certain members of the writing department. They have what's called press credentials. They are part of the media. That's right. The same as the people at CNN, Fox News, ABC, CBS. They have press credentials. They put a little badge around their neck, and they're able to get access to events and things that the average citizen, the average person could not get access to. Well, when the issue of the Catholic Church and abuse came out, what did the Watchtower, who is viewed as a media organization, do? Well, look through all the publications and see all the articles they carried about the Catholic Church and the issue they were having with their priests. Now, be honest, if you were talking to a Catholic person and the Catholic person has the Watchtower's publications, which are considered media. That's right, media. Do you think the Catholic person would say, well, y'all writing positive articles about us? No. They would have said, this is negative, y'all writing about us. And what would the Jehovah's Witness say? Well, is it true that you're having problems in this area of child abuse? Well, of course they were having problems in the area. And so the Watchtower would not consider what they was doing as negative and so forth. They would say, well, we're just reporting what's actually happening. Yet, the moment the same information is reported about them, oh my goodness, it's negative. It's, you know, they're out to get us. No. The Watchtower has reported what other denominations are doing that's wrong, and yet when they do it, they don't want it to be reported. They tell their members, if you read something in the paper, in any article about us that's negative, it's a lie. Can you imagine being on a Bible study? Being on a Bible study. That's why we tell people, apply the Bible study test. You're on a Bible study and the person says, you know, my priest said anything we read and hear on the TV is not true. What would a Jehovah's Witness sitting there with a circuit overseer tell them? They would not allow them to get away with that. And yet, once again, the Watchtower wants its members to listen to what is being said and conclude, it's a lie. It's not true. And so this is what makes this organization so dangerous, is because it literally operates on two sets of scales, one for everybody else, one for us. And so we're seeing that the Watchtower cannot control the media. They can't control access to the information, the flow of information. They have no control of anymore. They can't control their members. And of course, they're not going to control the media. And so these are the challenges that this talk that he was giving is actually revealing that the Watchtower is struggling in these areas, and it's not going to get any better. As more and more witnesses get access to the internet, more and more are going to be up on those sites. As more and more elders who are about to leave this organization start continuing to send out all of these body of elders letters, it's not going to stop. And because there are hundreds and hundreds of media outlets and channels now, they need something to cover. The Watchtower can no longer hide. They are now a public spectacle, and there's nothing they can do about it. Once again, we're going to give you another example of how nobody does hypocrisy like the Watchtower.
Yeah, so notice what the Watchtower has to say about itself. According to the August 15th, 1950 Watchtower on page 263, basically it says, it invites careful and critical examination of its contents in the light of the scriptures.
Yes, and that's the personal invitation that the Watchtower extends to everyone. Examining us critically. And when you start examining the Watchtower critically and you find out things are wrong, then they complain. You can't have it both ways. You can't tell people to examine you critically, and when they do, you complain because they're examining you critically. And so this is how the Watchtower talks out both, literally out both sides of its mouth. I'm sure everyone has heard the phrase, some things you have to see or hear for yourself to believe. Well, one of the things that Splain mentions, he quotes a scripture from the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 15. And it really demonstrates how the Watchtower has no problem speaking out both sides of his mouth.
It says, the naive person believes every word, but the shrewd one ponders each step. Some people believe everything they read in the newspaper or see on TV. Do you? Should you?
You know, I have to agree with Splain. That is a very powerful verse, because it tells people, do not believe everything that you read. In fact, that's one of the reasons why we often tell people who come to our channel, look, don't take our word. Go and do your own homework. Go and do your own digging. We've had so many people who will contact us and they'll say lies, lies, lies. I mean, they'll just say it and they haven't looked up nothing. And so we then will tell them, well, did you look up the references that we were talking about? No. Well, then how do you know what it says? Because I know it's just a lie. I know the society would never say something like that. And we said, well, go take a look for yourself. And so that's what happens. And so he is correct. A naive person is someone who simply believes whatever he reads or whatever he is told. Now, why is that so ironic? Well, let's see how the Watchtower talks out both sides of his mouth.
Okay, JT. Now, notice the contrast of what Splain said versus what this Qualified to be Ministers publication says. It says, if we have love for Jehovah and for the organization of his people, we shall not be suspicious, but shall, as the Bible says, believe all the things that the Watchtower brings out, inasmuch as it has been faithful in giving us knowledge of God's purposes.
Oh, man. Can you believe that? Oh, my goodness. Now, let's go back to that Bible study that Splain started out talking to. Can you imagine that the person who is studying with them would actually have read the scripture in Proverbs and told them, you will be a naive person to believe everything that you read or everything that you hear. And then 5 minutes later, after a person is baptized, what is a Jehovah's Witness supposed to do? A Jehovah's Witness is supposed to believe everything the Watchtower says. I mean, these guys, there is no end to how, I mean, there is just no end to how low they will go. I mean, they give this advice, don't believe everything that you read, but you better believe everything we say. These guys have no problem holding two opposing positions at the same time. I mean, if that's an example of double speak, double think, this is it.
Hey, but you know, one of the things I noticed in the talk that Splain gave, he talked about the news media. Yeah. And he said, I mean, these guys really word things well. And I was thinking to myself, wow, this is the same thing that JT always talks about, how they really play the game of semantics. So it looks like the Watchtower is getting beat at their own game, you know?
Yes. Nobody does semantics quite like the Watchtower does. And this is just another example of how they will say anything they need to say at the time, even if it contradicts something they said the day before. This is the organization that we are looking at.
Yeah, because even when they talk about the news media, I just want to double click on that one more time. Is the reason why I want to say that is because there have been many occasions where the Watchtower has been called on to make a comment about some of the things that were discussed in some of the documentaries. And they said that they either did not get back with them or they just ignored them totally. So they did not want to make a comment about it. And he did say that in this apostasy talk, that they didn't even ask them for their opinion. And they asked them for their opinion all the time, but they don't give a comment.
Yeah, the Watchtower always has an opportunity. In most organizations, news media organizations, they will always ask for a spokesman to address whatever the issue was, and the Watchtower will say no. So then to complain, you know, that's kind of moot. It's kind of a moot point.
Right.
So if there's only one thing that we can take away from this talk that David Splane gave, is it has allowed us to peek inside this organization. And what do we see? We see clearly that the organization is concerned about things that they cannot control. They cannot control their members because they're surfing on the web whenever they want to. They cannot control the media, and they cannot control the flow of information. Three of the most important things that a high control group or a cult needs to have under their control. And the Watchtower is clearly starting to lose its grip.
And we can only tell you to make sure that you continue to double click on topics that you need more information on. Continue doing your research, because no one should ever keep you from information, especially if it impacts your life. And we want to thank you for being in our audience, and we'll see you on the next episode.
This program was sponsored by Critical Thinkers.